Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, happy Tuesday. It's a Rumor Innuendo Tuesday, and it's two of us. I'm Dominic D'Angelo, and I am with Robert Karpolis, WD Creative underscore ish. And Robert, boy, does my chest hurt today after Monday Night Raw. Holy crap, guys.
Look, we talked about it yesterday in the build-up to it, and I said, now that Sheamus has a couple extra ounces on him, we're gonna see some extra hits. And he and Gunther, oh man.
My goodness.
Ow. Before we get to that, we'll say hi to a couple folks in the chat. Joseph Wade Walters said, morning, fellas. I had to have a Laramie after that banger last night. Mike Malaro says, Sheamus and Gunther had a real banger. And if you want to be a real banger in bed, check out our friends at Blue Chew. Dude, don't steal my gimmick. How dare you? Antonio Santos, happy Tuesday. Happy I smoked a cigar after last night. No Blue Chew needed. Wow. Oh, we'll address that. A lot of our listeners enjoying some nicotine, tobacco-related products. We used to do ads for Lucy for a while.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm not a smoker. I got no way to like, they're like, oh, we'll send you the product. I'm like, I don't need it. But after last night, man, I was kind of thinking I could have gone for a cigarette. But you know what we can go for instead? 30 minutes of the best wrestling news from around the world. Dom, what are we talking about today?
Oh, we're covering plenty. We're covering WWE Raw. We're covering the new rumored faction of Bo Dallas, whatever they may be called. We also have Shawn Michaels.
The Wyatt Six.
The Wyatt Six, supposedly. Then we have Shawn Michaels getting involved in the Kendrick and Drake feud going down.
Wait. Brian Kendrick and Drake Maverick aren't
exactly
getting along.
They are button heads.
Dude, think how good that match would be.
That would be good.
I'd love to see Drake Maverick against Brian Kendrick.
Yeah, Drake Maverick can go, man. It's pretty good. And then we also will talk a little bit of the Ric Flair drama going down. A couple of news items there.
Oy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I got one of my... The beauty of Ric Flair is both of the ad reads I have today are transitions when it involves Ric Flair. And that's why we love the Nature Boy. If we have time, I may tell a Ric Flair story when we get to it.
Or
talk about Billy and the CW. We'll leave it to those folks in the comments of which it is they want to hear. Dom, where are we starting with today?
We are starting with Monday Night Raw and the King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring. Went down the first round matches of the tournament. We had some results happening, obviously, and some fun matches, some fun pairings that went down.
I don't know why that was so funny. Like, we had some results happening, obviously. Like, well, yeah, it's a wrestling show.
Matches happen,
and there's consequences from them. And what did I say to you guys? I can preface this because I have people I work with are in North Carolina. What did I say, y'all? These matches were going to lead to other intriguing stories, and just about all of them, even with the injury shuffling, we now have some fun paths forward going to King and Queen of the Ring. Dom, which match you want to start with?
You know, let's start with Ilya Dragunov versus Ricochet. I really like Ilya Dragunov. The vignette that they played for him beforehand was awesome. Really set the tone for the type of persona he's going to be, and somebody that you can really get behind too. And just a hard-hitting, fun match that those two guys really complimented one another well.
this was probably, for my, in my opinion, match of the night. Wow. I enjoyed just about every second of what I saw with Ricochet and Ilya Dragunov. And we had said this was going to be a spotlight match to introduce Dragunov to the main roster. I think that Nakamura match he had a couple weeks ago was too short to really do anything of any major consequence. But this showed a sort of hard-hitting, very physical style that is what we're going to be accustomed to in Raw going forward. And I had projected that Dragunov and Gunther were going to advance because eventually we will get to a Dragunov-Gunther one-on-one match because they're not messing around with this tournament, kids. And what I liked about Ricochet is in his loss, he went on Twitter after, on X, whatever you want to call it, and he said, like, you know, I lost again, sorry. So moving forward in stories, you now have Ilya Dragunov, you're debuting him as part of the Raw roster officially. You're showing the audience what he can do in the ring. You're now moving Ricochet to this interesting story of guy who wants to get it done and can't. And it's like, well, where are we going to go from here? So a lot of fun stuff packed into what was an insane match that I kind of wished happened in France, because I would have loved to see that crowd go banana, as Pat would say.
Yeah, it was a really, really fun match. I love Dragunov's finisher where he's just punching down on the guy. I think that's really cool to add another element to his repertoire, if you will.
There were a couple moments in that match that were just like, dude, it's free TV, guys. Save something for week two, Ilya.
Right.
But if this is what we're going to get with the main Raw roster, we're going to be in good shape for a long time, kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And fun, some fun elements going in. We also had another someone debuting is Lyra Valkyria. How do you say it? Lyra Valkyria? I think,
yeah.
I got it that time.
Yeah, you did. You Lyra got Valkyria. It.
All right. And she battled a replacement, damage control replacement in Dakota Kai, and she got the win. What'd you think of her debut on Raw there, Robert?
Match was fine. I think it was better than the Zoe Stark match. It was coming off of that weird kind of a cluster segment with Becky, who's trying to put certain people over and then advance the Liv Morgan feud that I said was going to be coming, and then also reminding people that damage control are there. It was a lot, and it was trying to say, like, well, don't mess with my friend, you know, Lyra, in the same way it was like Hogan saying, like, don't mess with Tugboat. So, you know, Lyra may wind up as the Shockmaster before all is said and done. Match was fine. We knew who was going to win. It was a pretty expected result. The Hartford crowd, Dom. I don't know if you've been to Hartford, Connecticut.
Never been to Hartford.
Oh, do yourself a favor and keep it that way.
I think I was glad you didn't even have to tell me.
No, when I lived in Connecticut, we used to have to go travel over there for shows. A flaming trash can of a town in a lot of ways.
Worse than Newark?
It's a different kind of worse. There's just a weird sadness that exists in Hartford that hangs over it. It's, at least when I was there, and you went to the arena at Harbor Yard or whatever, and it wasn't a great vibe there. All we kept getting told was, even when we parked our cars in the fenced in area, don't leave your valuables. And I was like, oh, because it was close enough you took your own car. Usually it's a rental car. Who cares? We all drove our own car. The one fun thing about it is that meant that Vince took his car, and you'd see him on the highway speeding in his Bentley doing like 300 miles an hour. That was the only benefit to doing that show there. And people like, oh, well, you can go home after. It's still like, I want to say like 2 hours and change away. Oh. So it's still a long drive. You know, you finish Raw at 11. And then you got to wrap everything up. Let's say you finish by 12. Then you're driving home for 2 hours after putting in a 15, 16 hour workday. And then you got to, you know, get up the next day for SmackDown. It's a little tired.
Plus, it's Connecticut.
How dare you? There are beautiful parts of it. I lived in Norwalk. I loved Norwalk. Stamford is next to Norwalk. We're going down weird paths. Keep going, man.
Yes. Let's talk about...
Well, shout out to, by the way, to Bristol, Connecticut's own Arda Ocal, who's celebrating his birthday today. SportsCenter anchor, who looks strikingly like future WWE Hall of Famer Kyle Edwards.
Well, how about that? How's about that? Let's talk about somebody that was unexpected. Was Jey Uso subbing in for an injured Drew McIntyre against Finn Balor. And Jey gets the win, beats Balor, and advances. What'd you think of this there, Robert?
So it was clear when they set the bracket that Drew was not going to compete. I think the Asuka substitution caught them off guard.
Mm-hmm. But she is legitimately injured, too.
Legitimately, well, Drew was legitimately hurt, and we knew he wasn't clear. So even when they announced the Drew-Finn matchup, there was some kind of intrigue as to what we were going to see. They knew all along we were going to get this Jey Uso replacement. This was going to be the story. We were going to be able to forward Jey Uso's interactions with the Judgment Day. We were able to also advance Drew, who's this guy who continues to feel aggrieved and disrespected. So the idea of I can't wrestle and you're going to give Jey Uso my shot when we know all the horrible things Jey Uso has done to me, I love it. I loved his frustration, his anger, him driving off in the car, Punk pulling up a couple seconds later. Yes, his goofy TV, whatever, but it worked.
Yeah.
And the following him out to the ring worked.
That did work.
And then he gave a promo. And that's all I'm going to say about that. He tried.
It wasn't a very Punk promo, you know.
It felt like it was going somewhere, and then it never did.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It was just like I don't know how to really describe. You kept talking about like Drew's going to turn around, and somebody you know tweet him about it and text him about it, and then he brought up the kind of the Jungle Boy stuff a little bit, and it just went. For a guy who always overperforms with the stick in his hand, mm-hmm. It went limp. And yeah. Guys, when you got the stick in your hand and you want to make sure you overperform, let's talk about our friends at Blue Chew. I didn't even mean this to be the transition, yet here we are.
Here.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Visit BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. No visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. We know CM Punk is straight edge. That means no drugs, no alcohol. That does not mean no popping a Blue Chew so he can drop a pipe bomb. And guys, if you want to be able to drop a pipe bomb in bed, and we recommend our buddies at Blue Chew because they want to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code RUMOR at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's it. $5 and it's in your hand. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code RUMOR to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this episode of Rumor and Innuendo.
Yes.
Maybe they should have kept Punk locked in WWE headquarters. Maybe shouldn't have let him out for the promo.
That's what flustered him out. It just didn't. He had no direction. He was lost. He was lost.
He had a couple of good lines, and then it just kind of kept going. Like that was an 8-minute promo that could have been a 3-minute promo. And guys, if you want to go 8 minutes and make her think it's three, I'm kidding. I got we've beaten this up.
You know what? Two guys that went really hard last night, Robert.
Thank you. That was going to be my transition, by the way. It was going to be Sheamus and Gunther, but right. Then Punk's promo ruined it. I don't map these things out. It mm-hmm. just kind of happens, but you want to be prepared. So you kind of pop the Blue Chew in advance, metaphorically speaking in this case, but Sheamus and Gunther, we knew on paper, this was going to be good. Dumb. What'd you think of the execution?
I loved it. You know, and immediately they start slapping one another, and I'm immediately going into AEW mode of them people chopping back and forth and everything like that. But this made sense. They're just unloading on one another, and it's not like, hey, challenge me. They're just going back and forth. This is like part of the match, part of the violence that is going down. And then you just had hard hitting. You had power getting done. You had the story of Sheamus's knee giving out and all that stuff. This was my favorite match of the night. And I just, you know, you kind of think, you know, how much Sheamus has gotten Raz for his weight gain or anything like that. And this is just like, he's still an ass kicker, man, either way. And it's just, you're showing these guys in the best light possible. It'll be interesting to see how they play off of Sheamus tapping out to Gunther, if they're going to follow up with that and make some sort of story out of that or anything like that. But
absolutely. I think we kind of see the roadmap going forward. Mm-hmm. Sheamus getting his knee taken out, not because of Gunther, but because of Ludwig Kaiser. So there was a little bit of saving face, and it was the outside interference to tell that story going forward. We saw Gunther attack Xavier Woods's knee the week prior, taking him out of the tournament entirely. Sheamus clearly has a date with Destiny with Bron Breakker. And there was that little segment of Bron Breakker saying, hey, how come I'm not in the tournament? So now Bron not only has the ammunition to say, I should have been in the tournament. It's, hey, Sheamus, you tapped out. You wanted to come and give me, you know, big timer advice like a vet, and you couldn't get the job done, and you surrendered because you're weak and I'm strong. And that's really all you need. Now you've got a great Bron Breakker Sheamus feud. You can now set up when you, it looks like if you get to Kofi and Gunther, you've now got further ammunition in this idea that Gunther's going after people's legs. So if he takes out Kofi's knee, man, that's a fun little story right there. So this is what I mean when you look at a tournament and you say, how many different ways can I make a storyline out of this? And what they're doing is, you know, 3D chess.
Mm-hmm. 100%. It was good stuff. And, you know, it got you invested into the tournament, this whole show. Basically, there was so much storylines and things to sink in your teeth to sink into. It's going to be a fun kind of ride. And we'll cover SmackDown's side of the bracket on Friday, obviously. But they have that set up too now. So
I also kind of like, just to put a button on Raw, the fact that there are two matches that are taking place on live events.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little unfortunate that we're not going to see everything, but making a live event feel special. Something that they've now tried to kind of reinvest in. I know we've talked before, they were looking to cut down on live events. And sometimes you go and you're like, well, why am I going? It doesn't count. It's out of continuity, whatever. But having something happen at a live event that matters, now you're selling tickets. And it's not consequential. It's not like someone's going to say, I can't believe I'm not seeing Shayna Baszler and Zelina Vega. They've ruined the whole tournament for me. Like, they'll have cameras there. You'll get highlights. But I like that little touch of, hey, let's make this feel special rather than trying to shoehorn two additional matches into this show.
Yeah, I agree too. I think that's a good move to do, and gives incentive for people to go and see it live.
You're live, pal.
Live, pal. Let's move on though. What might be coming up here soon enough is the Wyatt Six, whatever they may be calling. Could be something. We've got some more teases coming when it came to this faction happening, but PW Insider reported yesterday, the current lineup as it stands would be Bo Dallas, Eric Rowan, Dexter Lumis, Joe Gacy, and Nikki Cross. What do you think of this potential Wyatt? Well, that's five, so there should be one more happening. So, but what do you think of this Wyatt Six there, Robert, so far?
Wouldn't be shocked if Liv Morgan winds up being the sixth person in this group, but It's your spooky character parade. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about the number of different spooky factions they've had. Judgment Day has kind of moved away from it a little bit. They're now more like a biker gang kind of feel, like Aces and Eights, but without having to do with Bully Ray. And you know, you've got final.
He's a big Testament fan of Rose, by the way, Bully Ray.
Oh yeah, but Billy Ray, huge fan of Rose. Him on the roast of Ric Flair. What a great sense of humor that we can't use this kind of language. This is a family friendly program, but I have a feeling if you catch out Working Stiff this week, that myself, Mr. St. Germain, and Mr. Scott Chapman are going to have some thoughts on Bully Ray's comments. Dan, who was part of the roast of Ric Flair, so we'll get into it there. But here, it's a spooky group. You're going to get a lot of, like, you know, wackiness and shenanigans. I'm glad they're finding something for Dexter Lumis to do. I like Gacy. It'd be nice to see what he gets to do on the main roster. Bo Dallas, obviously someone who, former NXT champion, has never really gotten his due. I just don't see how major of an impact it's going to have. And maybe, and I've said this before, I'm biased against spooky stuff. Give me Ilya Dragunov and Ricochet with a good storyline. Give me Gunther and Sheamus with a good storyline. Give me Jey Uso going up against Damian Priest with a good storyline. I don't need, you know, UFOs and hocus pocus, but I'm a cranky old man. That's just me. Plenty of you may be like, this is what we're clamoring for. And Dom, you may be one of them.
I'm not necessarily against it. I always appreciated like the Undertaker when they would tie him in right and make things make sense from it. But yeah, it needs to be executed properly. Like I wasn't a big fan of how they handled the Fiend or anything like that. So,
well, there were certain, so I will, there were certain elements of the Fiend that they did. I loved the Firefly Funhouse stuff.
Yeah.
I loved a lot of what Rob Fee pulled out when he was the thing I will always kind of go back to is like the swamp fight.
Yeah. And I painting like almost booking yourself into a corner where it comes to certain aspects of the Fiend of this guy being unstoppable and you can't, it just, that was an aspect I wasn't a big fan of necessarily either too. So, but
when it's head games, it's fine. When it's, you're playing it real, it becomes a little much. And I think with The Rock hammering home this idea that wrestling is now cool, overly spooky stuff immediately makes you feel dumber for watching a lot of it. When it works in those rare instances, it works, but it is few and far between. And we all, you know, remember where we were when Papa Shango made, you know, the Ultimate Warrior vomit or black ooze coming out of people.
Yeah, thank goodness I wasn't watching at that moment.
Or Mordecai. Let's not forget about Mordecai.
Oh, yeah, geez. Hey.
We could really keep this going.
You know what's is cool, though, is when hip-hop mixes in pro wrestling. We had some of that in this big feud between Kendrick Lamar and Drake. Kendrick Lamar dropped a lyric from his song, Not Like Us. He says, put the whole label on me. I'm going to get him dropped. Sweet chin music, and I won't pass the aux. And so that referenced Shawn Michaels. And, you know, another name in the mix of that. And Shawn Michaels ended up responding. He says, a little sweet chin music goes a long way, Kendrick Lamar. You and Drake are formally invited to WENXT to settle this thing. I'm even offering my services to mediate. Robert, always fun when rap diss tracks use pro wrestling or when they just reference pro wrestling. I like it.
I love when wrestling is referenced in anything. There was that one song where they use Nakamura's theme.
Oh, yes.
Enjoyed the hell out of that. Is that Lil Uzi Vert? I want to say.
Right. I think you might be right.
I don't know where I just pulled that from out of my brain, but there it was. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm old enough to remember. I feel like I'm like aging myself terribly this episode. Everything's like back in my day.
Yeah, back to you know.
Back in my day, you know, hip hop diss tracks led to people getting killed. So my hope here with the numbers that these tracks are doing, that this is all a work, that this is all kayfabe and everybody's working behind the scenes to just make a lot of money. And I'll be cynical. I like Sean piling on. There was a lot of Drake and Kendrick Lamar on Raw last night.
It was. You had
Kofi referencing it. CM Punk using a lyric. I don't see Punk being a Kendrick Lamar or a Drake guy.
Yeah,
but who knows? You know, it's timely and it feels more organically timely than when they would sometimes try to shoehorn in weird outside stuff. Obviously, I'm thinking of the Donald Trump Rosie O'Donnell match. It's a real thing that happened. Best use of Ace Steel.
Oh my gosh.
We love Ace Steel. He's a good guy. You know who's also a good guy?
Who?
The Nature Boy Ric Flair. That went by that was the transition. We're here. Just in case Conrad clicks and I was like, what's going on, my father-in-law? Oh man.
I'm sure he's well aware.
Oh yeah.
The Nature Boy was asked to leave Paisano's Stonefire Pizza in Gainesville, Florida. And Rick aired his grievances out on social media, said that he spent over $1,500 at the restaurant and that was had an issue with the kitchen manager who was taking too long in the bathroom. Either way, the co-owner addressed it at the Gainesville Sun and said that evidence was pretty clear that they were in the right and they had the right to remove Flair. And he was proud of his team that handled it. But yeah, Flair, you know, he's known to party.
Here's the deal.
Yes.
I blame in the city of Gainesville.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorite places on planet Earth. Go Gators. As a proud Gator. Go Gators. There was a great pizza place called Leonardo's Pizza. You would have never had these sorts of issues at Leonardo's Pizza, but unfortunately they closed after being open for 47 years. Never been to this coal fire pizza place that's there now. I don't know how you rack up a $1,500 bill.
I would say drinks.
At a coal fire pizza place.
Yeah, they have drinks offered there.
I'm sure they have drinks offered there. I don't think they have like a mixed cocktail menu. I'm sure it's like a beer wine situation. Even that, and there was a picture of Flair with the graduation party that he was part of. It's like seven people. That's a pretty healthy bar tab. I have been in Gainesville while the Nature Boy was in Gainesville. There was a restaurant called The Swamp. It was right across the street from the football stadium, also nicknamed The Swamp. And he'll go
that's
to
a stadium.
And Nature Boy is like, it was after a WWE house show. And he's like, we're all going to the swamp. I can see there where you're running up a $1,500 tab with drinks right off the bat. That's the most baffling part of all of this. The length of time that a kitchen manager took in the restroom is more indicative of maybe don't eat the food there. But I don't know. It might be delicious food. And the guy was just having an independent issue or situation. But the degree of just weird that happened in the story, and that Flair said that this was the most disrespect he's ever had in his entire life.
You believe that?
Means to our ad-free show's friend, Mr. Eric Bischoff, you were finally off the hook, man.
Hey, there you go.
You were number one on Flair's disrespect list. You've now been moved. You're number two. Think of Jim Herd trying to make him a gladiator. What is it with Ric Flair and pizza people?
What is going on here? Just bad combo. Bad
Jim
combo.
Herd, former Pizza Hut executive. Tried to make Ric Flair a gladiator. Now you got this. Wasn't there that guy that was the wrestler who was like a pizza throwing whatever guy who was on AEW a couple
Luigi
times?
Primo?
But then I think it turns out he was a loon, so whatever. But guys, don't worry about any of this nonsense. Don't worry about running up a $1,500 tab on weird coal fire pizza and spending the rest of your day in the bathroom. That's what we're going to talk to you about, our friends at Factor. Let's eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Guys, we're reading about this crazy Ric Flair situation where he's eating $1,500 worth of pizza. He's picking fights with people. More importantly, he talks about how he had a heart attack during his last match, which means he's got to worry about eating healthy. And the best way to do that, Nate, is Factor. You just need 2 minutes. I know you like to go a Broadway. I know you like to go 60 minutes sometimes. You don't need to do it here, man. It's a 2 minute squash match. And the next thing you know, you are eating like a king. They have premium items like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. So head on over to factormeals.com/rumor50 and use code rumor50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code rumor50 at factormeals.com/rumor50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your second box while your subscription is active. Whoo!
Wowzers.
We got through there because it's almost lunchtime. I touched on the Ric Flair heart attack thing. I don't even know that we're going to have time to really get into it. There's other stories that we're going to talk about. We'll punt it to tomorrow, but something that we're not going to punt, something we're going to stay on right now, is where else you can hear Mr. Dominic D'Angelo.
That's right. You can hear me on RVDTV.com on two different shows now, which I'm going to talk about here in a second, but go to RVDTV.com. New episode of Rob Van Dam, One of a Kind with RVD, just dropped last night at 4:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And
I like
tonight, to
think 4:20 is night.
Yeah, evening, I guess, afternoon.
It's afternoon.
Afternoon.
if it's before PTI, it's still afternoon.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. But tonight, I'll be recording the first episode of Right Down the Middle, Daddy, with Bill Alfonso. So, guys, okay. If you're here.
Time out. Mm-hmm. Bill Alfonso, mm-hmm. Fonzie, who we love, Fonzie, posted a video.
Yes.
That is so insanely disturbing. As a Floridian, he lives in Tampa. It's the other side of the state. Bill Alfonso posts a video of fishing. And this is one, I'm not even going to spoil it. Just go and look at it.
Look at it.
And this man is still hardcore. He's still extreme. And now he's doing a show with Dominic D'Angelo. I don't want to spoil it. Go check it out on his X account. Yep. Or Dom's X account. You know what's also on Dom's X account?
What?
Every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern, Rumor and Innuendo. Streaming there. Streaming on the WWE Creative underscore ISH X account, the SE Scoops X account, Podcast Heat X account. Podcast Heat is who makes this show possible, as well as the YouTube pages of ad-free shows, Jarrett, and Rumor and Innuendo. We're happy to be here every Monday through Friday. If you miss an episode or you just want to listen to us in audio form, it comes out as an audio podcast every afternoon on iTunes, Spotify, and the like. I like seeing us climbing up on the charts. Big in Sweden, by the way. I don't know if you're aware of this. Big wrestling podcast in Sweden. So thank you to all of our Swedish friends. As I can tilt over, I have an IKEA bookshelf in the corner. So can I tilt it? There's an IKEA bookshelf right there. Look at that. On behalf of the incredibly hyper literate Dominic D'Angelo, I'm Robert Karpolis. Best of luck in your future endeavors.
Dropping bows like dusty roads.